Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope your week is going well so far, and that you, your family, your friends are all staying strong, and you're all staying healthy right now. And we've got a lot to get to today. We need to jump in because, of course, the NBA Finals have been, honestly, completely unpredictable. And on Monday night, the Oklahoma City Thunder took a big step in finally taking control of this series. Yes, they needed some help from the officials in Game 4, but they got it. But hey, this hasn't been easy. The Thunder bigs have struggled at times, and that bench that I thought would dominate, it's been very hit and miss from game to game. I mean, even on Monday night in Game 5, it felt like the Thunder were completely controlling the game all night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is quietly having a great night. Jalen Williams is going crazy. Hey, he's been a monster all series and all playoffs. He's proving that he is one of the top players in this league. But, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton is injured. He's got that calf strain going. He didn't score a single shot from the field all night. And yet, when little TJ McConnell went on that little tear in the second half and cut the lead to like a possession or two, you could feel the arena getting a little bit nervous again. Hey, Indiana just won't go away. They battle, even with Halliburton being banged up. Now, can they close the series out tomorrow in Indiana? Or are we going to be headed for a Game 7 back in Oklahoma? Tomorrow night should be very entertaining. And hey, this series, it has been way better than expected. I know it's small market, but it has been pretty entertaining basketball. I know it doesn't have the big names. It doesn't have the LeBron or the Steph Curry or any of that. But if you're a basketball fan, this series has actually been pretty fun. Speaking of better than expected, the Stanley Cup final between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers has just been absolutely insane as well. Nearly every game has been completely unpredictable. I'm not saying they've all been good, but they have all been unpredictable. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers, who now have won back-to-back Stanley Cups. And while there were moments that looked like Edmonton might take control of this series, because they're just so talented, the Panthers just find ways to shut down your offense. They manufacture scoring opportunities. Hey, that's a pretty good team they beat. This is a well-deserved title by the Florida Panthers. Hey, remember, you should be stopping by DailyDoseSports.com every single week to check out the new things we have going on over there. We have links to podcasts. We have links to new articles every week. And we have links to Daily Dose gear if you need a new t-shirt, a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a baseball cap. Got a number of items over there for you to check out. And you can pick the color that you want. Also, don't forget, you can email the podcast anytime you want. We do get emails now and then. Just email dailydosesports@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. A lot of times we'll get a question. Sometimes we will use those emails on the show itself. If you've got something really good to say, make sure you drop us a line. Hey, today on the Daily Dose, the NFL season is coming. I know it seems like a long way off, but it is coming. And you know, most of the biggest offseason moves, they've already taken place. Well, today, we will be zooming through every single NFL team and letting you know just what their most impactful offseason moves have been so far, whether good or bad. We'll touch on both. And you know what? We're going to have to hustle to hit every single team in the NFL, so we better jump in right now. Let's start off in the AFC East, where the Buffalo Bills made it to the AFC Championship last year, and they decided to give quarterback Josh Allen a $55 million extension, even though they really didn't have to. But that extension did limit what else they could do in the offseason. And that defensive secondary, it could have used some help. They didn't get it because they gave Josh Allen some more money. Keep that in mind this next season. The Miami Dolphins went 8-9 last year, and they didn't actually do all that much to upgrade their roster this offseason. They brought in James Daniels at guard, who's coming off an Achilles tear. I mean, if that's your biggest move, you should probably be at least a little bit concerned. The New England Patriots finished at the bottom of the AFC East last season with a 4-13 record. So they fired first-year head coach Gerard Mayo, who honestly looked completely in over his head, and they completely revamped and upgraded their coaching staff. And Mike Vrabel taking over for New England, yeah, that's a big move. Now, I don't think this is a quick fix by any means, because the Patriots have a number of holes to fill, mostly at skill positions. But this should be a dramatic upgrade. Second-year quarterback Drake May, he has shown a ton of promise. But let's just wait until he finds out how hard Vrabel is on his quarterbacks. Finishing up the AFC East, the New York Jets had big expectations last year with the return of Aaron Rodgers. But that all went south, and the Jets once again underachieved, going just 5-12, despite Rodgers playing every snap. So the Jets fired head coach Robert Saleh midseason, and then things actually got worse. This team needed a major overhaul, and the Jets' biggest offseason move was the hiring of new head coach Aaron Glenn. Hey, Glenn has a history with the Jets, and he did very good work with the Detroit Lions. This, however, will be his biggest test, and it will be his biggest test by far, because the Jets just can't have nice things.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Let's move over to the NFC East, where once again, the expectations also bit the Dallas Cowboys last year. Of course, Cowboys fans just expect a Super Bowl every year. We have no idea why. The rest of us expected maybe last year they could possibly contend for a playoff spot. Yeah, instead, the Cowboys bottomed out with a 7-10 record and fired head coach Mike McCarthy. So who did they hire this offseason? Nick Saban? Bill Belichick? Vince Lombardi? No, they ended up settling for their own offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheimer. Hey, this was a low ball hire for what has become a low ball franchise. And it really does say a lot about their current state. But it is their biggest move of the offseason. No question about that. The New York Giants were one of the worst teams in the league last season. They went 3-14. And there wasn't even a quarterback in the draft that was worth taking with their number 3 overall draft pick. Oh, but never fear, because the Giants still made some big offseason moves. They have completely rebuilt their quarterback room. Gone are Daniel Jones, Andrew Locke. In comes Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and rookie Jackson Dart.
Well, I just think we were prepared. You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.
Who will end up being the starter? Who even cares? I can't wait to watch this disaster this season. The Philadelphia Eagles are, of course, the Super Bowl champions once again as they stomp the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59, which meant, of course, that they would get the worst pick in the NFL draft, right? So, of course, they managed to pull some big talent because that is just what they do. Alabama linebacker Jahi Campbell, Nebraska's defensive tackle Ty Robinson, Smile Mundon Jr. How do they keep doing it? I don't know, but they do. And hey, they did lose some people this offseason, but it sure looks like they restocked that talent. They just keep hitting home runs in the draft every year. Finishing off the NFC East, the Washington Commanders were one of the biggest surprises of the 2024 NFL season. Oh, sure. Many thought they would be better, but not this good. They went 12-5 and went all the way to the NFC Championship game. Now, they didn't get any pass rush help. That should concern them a little bit. But they did pull offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil from Houston, and that could be a big upgrade for them. Now, they did also get Deebo Samuel, but I don't know if you've seen Deebo Samuel lately. I know he'll probably work himself into shape. Dude right now looks like he's about 400 pounds.
Why your belly so big?
So I'm going to say that Laremy Tunsil is their biggest offseason move, not Deebo Samuel. We'll see if that changes this summer, though. We move next to the AFC North, and we will start with the Baltimore Ravens. What was the Baltimore Ravens' biggest offseason move? Well, the Ravens went 12-5 last season, but then lost to the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round of the playoffs. And of course, that was in heartbreaking fashion. Well, re-signing offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley before free agency actually kept the Ravens from suddenly needing a left tackle in an offseason where there weren't many great options. Losing him would have been big. They kept him. No, they didn't make huge upgrades, but they kept a key piece. That's pretty big for Baltimore. The Cincinnati Bengals were such a weird team last year. After they started this season 3-5, they did nearly make the playoffs. They won 6 of their final 9 games. Well, this offseason, the Bengals did manage to get long-term deals done with both wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. However, it was costly. And now, they have no money left for defensive lineman Trey Hendrickson or rookie Shamar Stewart. He's a rookie. How do you not have money for him? Right now, they're both sitting out. They say they're talking a little bit, but right now, they're both sitting out. But hey, you got Chase and Higgins, right? That's your big move, right? That's good. Yeah, let's say that's good. The Cleveland Browns made the playoffs in 2023, but last year, they returned to their usual ways, going just 3-14. And then they had some very odd offseason moves because they traded the right to select Heisman-winning wide receiver slash defensive back Travis Hunter. And instead, they got a few more draft picks. Not a bad deal, right? Unfortunately, the Cleveland Browns will be the ones making those draft picks. So you know how that usually goes. Okay, so first they took defensive tackle Mason Graham from Michigan, and that looks pretty good. But then they also used a 3rd-round pick and a 4th-round pick on quarterbacks Dylan Gabriel and quarterback Shedeur Sanders, which is odd because you're already paying $245 million to another quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Plus, you also have Joe Flacco. Plus, you also have Kenny Pickett. This seems like a mess. I don't know if that was their biggest offseason move. Instead, you know what? I'm going to go with the fact that they extended defensive lineman Myles Garrett to a contract as their most impactful move. Because I can't figure out what they're doing at quarterback. That is baffling to me. I'm just going to say Myles Garrett, biggest offseason move. Those other moves, I don't even understand them. Let's just go with Myles Garrett. Finishing up the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers had yet another winning season. After low expectations, they managed to go 10-7, and they made the playoffs. Now, they did lose in the wildcard round again. Well, they did just sign quarterback Aaron Rodgers, which could be big, but we also know he isn't what he used to be. So I would actually say their most impactful offseason move was probably dealing George Pickens away. Because remember, they did manage to sign DK Metcalf to a contract. But imagine if you had Rodgers and you had Metcalf and you had Pickens. Yeah, that would be pretty formidable, I would think. But you don't have Pickens anymore, so never mind. We shift over to the NFC North, which is maybe the toughest division in the league right now. And we start with the Chicago Bears. Now, the Bears were hoping for big things last year with rookie quarterback Caleb Williams. But Williams really struggled. And the Bears, honestly, they kind of just quit at times. They went 5-12. Now, hiring new head coach Ben Johnson should help. But I'm going to give you a bigger, more impactful offseason move. They were able to get offensive tackle Joe Tooney from Kansas City. Now, he's had some struggles with health. But if he's healthy, he will give Caleb Williams way better pass protection. That move could actually be bigger than getting a new coaching staff. The Detroit Lions had huge Super Bowl expectations last year, which still sounds crazy to say. Unfortunately, injuries derailed the Lions, and they ended up losing in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs to Washington. Now, many of those injured players are going to be back. However, the most impactful offseason move to me is the fact that the Lions lost both their offensive and defensive coordinators in Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They both went and took head coaching jobs. Now, there's nothing the Lions could have done about that. That just is how the NFL works. But make no mistake, that will hurt. They will feel that because now you've got to have someone slide over a seat. You've got to have someone doing things a different way when, hey, Detroit kind of had some things rolling. Now you're going to hit reset a little bit. We'll see if they can overcome those losses. The Green Bay Packers went 11-6 last season and lost in the wild card round to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, if I'm being honest, I'm not a huge fan of what Green Bay has done this offseason. I didn't think they were busy enough. The Packers focused on adding toughness in free agency. Cool. They got guard Aaron Banks. They got cornerback Nate Hobbs, which they did need. But they didn't do a whole lot else. And they definitely had more needs than just that. Not sure the Packers were quite busy enough, at least not to my liking. That may come back to bite them a little bit. The Minnesota Vikings went 14-3 last year. Think about that. 14-3? That's a great season. Oh, but wait. They didn't even win their own division. Instead of getting the division, because Detroit was just so good, they got pushed to the wild card round and got knocked out of the wild card game by the Los Angeles Rams. Hey, a great season, and you basically have nothing to show for it. That's pretty Minnesota of them. Well, the most impactful move this offseason for the Vikings is probably the fact that starting quarterback Sam Darnold is now gone. And after blowing his knee prior to his rookie season this past year, J.J. McCarthy, he's going to have to be the guy. Is he truly ready? We don't know. He showed a little bit in preseason last year, and then he blew his knee. Now, they were saying he was going to be the starter. They say they had him penciled in as being the starter on opening day, and then he had the knee injury. But was he really ready? Hey, if so, it's a pretty impressive group of rookie quarterbacks last year if you add J.J. McCarthy. Some pretty good rookies going into their second year this year. We will see if J.J. McCarthy is truly ready to be the guy, because we all know that is a really, really difficult learning curve. We head next to the AFC South, and we start with the Houston Texans, who were 10-7 a year ago and actually surprised the Los Angeles Chargers in the wild card round before losing to the Chiefs in the divisional round of the playoffs. Well, one of the biggest problems with the Texans last year was their inability to protect quarterback C.J. Stroud. He was sacked 52 times. That's way too many. Well, here's some bad news. Not only did they not really upgrade that offensive line, but they lost offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil, their best and honestly only really good offensive lineman. Yeah, that's not good. Oh, but it probably will be impactful. The Indianapolis Colts were a disappointing 8-9 last year. They missed the playoffs as they struggled at their quarterback position with Anthony Richardson. Well, Richardson is already having shoulder issues, and it's June. Oh, but here's more bad news. The Colts lost two offensive linemen in Ryan Kelly and Will Fries in free agency. Yeah, this is not looking like a great offseason for the Indianapolis Colts. The Jacksonville Jaguars were terrible again last year. They went just 4-13. And there are many that are questioning the capabilities of quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Well, the most impactful move the Jags made this offseason, aside from getting an all-new coaching staff, which probably does help, was moving up in the draft and drafting wide receiver slash defensive back Travis Hunter. Hey, if Hunter's big playability can't help Trevor Lawrence, then honestly, what can? I think you might have to start thinking about pulling the plug at that point. We finish off the AFC South with the Tennessee Titans, who were the worst team in the league a year ago, and they really needed a face for their franchise. Well, with the first overall pick of the NFL draft, they selected Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Now, here's the problem for Cam. He's not going to have much talent to work with. But I think he should eventually be the guy that they can build around. Hopefully, he stays healthy and he can kind of just get through a few years and then they can surround him with more talent. But they did get their guy. Next up is the NFC South. And first up, we have the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta went 8-9 last year. And it looks like they found their franchise quarterback in Michael Penix. However, they didn't do all that much in the offseason. And their most impactful move was actually probably a move they didn't make, because the Falcons did not move quarterback Kirk Cousins. Now, you hear that and you think, well, that doesn't sound like much. Who cares? They've got a veteran. But remember, they're paying him $40 million this season alone. That is a lot of money to pay a backup quarterback that you hope never sees the field. And it also takes away from money you could have spent elsewhere. That's an impactful move to not move him. The Carolina Panthers were also pretty awful last year. They went just 5-12. However, we did start to see maybe some flashes that quarterback Bryce Young can possibly play at this level. Well, the Panthers went out and tried to get him a little bit of help. They grabbed wide receiver Teteroa McMillan, and they also picked up tight end Tommy Tremble. Now, that gives Young a few more viable receiving targets. You know, kind of sounds crazy, but Carolina might be at least interesting to watch this year. The New Orleans Saints started strong and then fell apart last year. They went just 5-12. They fired head coach Dennis Allen and hired Kellen Moore to take over their head coaching job. But honestly, the most impactful move for the Saints this offseason is the fact that quarterback Derek Carr retired. Now, I would imagine New Orleans is going to struggle this year quite a bit, but that's going to free up some money. And I mean, if you tank this year, maybe you're going and getting your franchise quarterback next year in the draft. I don't know. Might be a kid named Manning available. I'm trying to think of where his grandpa played. Oh, that's right. Down in New Orleans. Might be interesting. We finish off the NFC South with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who went 10-7 and made the playoffs. They lost in the wild card round. But you know, Tampa, I don't know. They're kind of scrappy. They seem to want more. They brought back Lavonte David and Chris Godwin, and they even made a bit of a splash in free agency with Hassan Reddick. I don't know. Tampa just might be putting something together down there. I don't know if they're a contender for like a Super Bowl, but I think they're going to be tough again. They had a pretty nice offseason. So let's finish up our whirlwind tour of the NFL and the most impactful offseason moves from each team. And our final divisions, of course, are in the West. We start in the AFC with the Denver Broncos, who finally made the playoffs for the first time since 2015. That's crazy. Denver went 10-7, and you know, they may have found their franchise quarterback in Bo Nix. And this year, head coach Sean Payton, I think he wants a little more. He went out and grabbed a talented cornerback and a running back in the draft. And then, with their biggest move of the year, I think, Denver went and signed tight end Evan Ingram, who has been stuck down in Jacksonville doing nothing. But I mean, you think about tight ends. You think about Sean Payton's offense. You think about guys like Jimmy Graham. I don't know. Denver might have just gotten a very key piece. The Kansas City Chiefs were taken down in Super Bowl 59. But hey, this team is still very dangerous. When you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Andy Reid, you're always going to be a pain. And I expect the Chiefs to once again contend for a Super Bowl. But I'd be lying if I told you I felt great about their offseason. You know, one of their areas of concern last year was the offensive line. And now they have lost offensive tackle Joe Tooney. They will be going into this season with some very unproven guys up front this year. We'll see if they can make it work. I don't think they're going to bottom out, but they're going to have some work to do, and they're going to have to improve up front. The Las Vegas Raiders have been floundering for decades now, and last year was no different as they went just 4-13. So they fired Antonio Pierce, and they are now still paying like five head coaches. Pierce, Josh McDaniels, John Gruden, I don't know, probably John Madden, probably a few other guys we forgot about. I don't know. But they did go hire Pete Carroll. And no, Pete isn't a long-term answer because he's like 100.
No, to take the ferry cost a nickel. And in those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them.
But hey, he will improve that franchise immediately. Might not be for long, but he will improve them. He's a pretty good coach. The Los Angeles Chargers went 11-6 and made the postseason in Jim Harbaugh's first year on the job. And I actually thought they might have a big offseason, because the Chargers had some money, but they didn't do much. They lost defensive tackle Puna Ford, which isn't good, because remember, he was probably their best defensive lineman. And also remember, they lost Khalil Mack last year. I thought the Chargers might take a step up. I kind of feel like they took a step back. We'll see if Jim Harbaugh can keep the Chargers rolling. Let's finish up with the NFC West, where the Arizona Cardinals went just 8-9 last year. But, you know, I really like what they did this offseason. They took some draft picks that can help them long term. And don't forget, they grabbed pass rusher Josh Sweat in free agency. Hey, that defense should be improved. And if Kyler Murray can get that offense on track, the Cardinals might not be a Super Bowl contender, but they just might make some noise. We're not really used to saying that, but you might want to keep an eye on those Arizona Cardinals this year. The Los Angeles Rams were actually a big surprise last season. They went 10-7, and they gave the eventual Super Bowl champion Eagles all they wanted in that divisional round. Well, the Rams did add a few pieces this season, but the most impactful move that the Rams made was they kept quarterback Matt Stafford. Hey, I realize the Rams and Stafford and the fans and Stafford, they've had some spats, whatever. I'm telling you right now, you won't be the same without him. They kept him. They didn't move him. They didn't try to trade him. That was huge. You would not be anything that you are if you didn't have Matt Stafford. He is a big, big part of that Los Angeles Rams team. The San Francisco 49ers, well, they actually crashed pretty hard last year. They went just 6-11, and they sustained a number of injuries. And then in the offseason, they lost a number of players, including do-everything wide receiver Deebo Samuel. Also, they did not upgrade the offensive line. They needed to, but they didn't. But the most impactful move they did do was give quarterback Brock Purdy a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. Yeah, I'm sure that won't come back to bite him. It's a big, big contract for a guy who we're still not fully sold on. We finish off our brief look at the most impactful offseason moves for every team in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks, where gone are quarterback Geno Smith and wide receiver DK Metcalf. And in replacement, we get Sam Darnold at quarterback. Now, Geno Smith was not always great, but he was pretty good. And Sam Darnold, when he's had expectations, he has not been very good. I don't know if this is going to bode well for the Seahawks in the long term, but I guess we're going to find out. Hey, the NFL season, it is going to be here before we know it. I know it's only June, but think about this. Training camps will be opening in just over a month. And I'm telling you, it cannot come soon enough. I'm already wishing for the NFL to come back. Hey, next week in the Dose, we are going to have something extra special for you, and it is going to be NBA flavored. So be sure you check out the Dose, and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to the Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.
Well, I just think we were prepared. You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.